In this bulletin, the Prime Minister says a bushfires royal commission won't just be limited to investigating climate change. Two National Party MPs promoted to federal cabinet after a reshuffle, and a Qantas employee stood down, accused of spreading false information about the coronavirus. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says a royal commission into this summer's bushfires will look at the impact of climate change, but not only that particular issue. Mr Morrison has written to all state and territory governments to ask their opinion on what a bushfire royal commission should look into. He says the royal commission should address all relevant factors.
I'm not going to allow a confined, narrow debate when it comes to understanding what it means to live in the climate we're going to live in. It's not just about emissions reduction, that's important, but it's also about resilience and it's also about adaptation. And our government is going to address all of these.
The Prime Minister wants the Royal Commission finished by August so the government can act on its recommendations in time for the next bushfire season. National Party MPs Darren Chester and Keith Pitt have been promoted to the Federal Cabinet. Mr Chester says his move back into Cabinet is a big move for both regional Australia and the Veterans Affairs portfolio.
Well, I think my position as a Cabinet Minister dealing with veterans issues and defence personnel issues gives me the chance to be at the table where the big decisions are being made, and you would recognise that a lot of our military bases are in regional areas. A lot of our veterans retire to regional areas, so it's an important role for a National Party member to have, and it's one that I'm very honoured and privileged to have held for the past 2 years. And you know, we've done some great work with our veterans and our defence personnel over the last couple of years, but there's more to be done, and I'm very excited to crack on with the job.
Mr Pitt has been promoted from the backbench straight into Cabinet. He's the new Minister for Resources, Water and Northern Australia. New National Party Deputy Leader David Littleproud takes over Ms McKenzie's role as Agriculture Minister. The Australian Federal Police has found no evidence that the Federal Energy Minister Angus Taylor was involved in falsifying information. The Federal Police had been looking into the matter since it was referred to them by New South Wales Police in December. Mr Taylor sent a letter to the Sydney Lord Mayor Clover Moore criticising her for driving up carbon emissions by spending more than $15 million in council money on domestic and international travel. But those figures were completely false, having come from a fake document. Foreign Affairs Minister Maurice Payne is hailing an exciting new era in Australia's relations with the UK after the latter's exit from the European Union. Ms Payne has held trade talks with her British counterpart Dominic Raab in Canberra. It's Mr Raab's first overseas trip since the UK formally left the European Union last week. Ms Payne says with Britain freed from the European Union common market, Australia and the UK will now negotiate a free trade agreement. A Qantas employee has been stood down for spreading misinformation about the coronavirus regarding the safety of working on flights from China. It's believed that the employee told other colleagues it was not safe to work on flights arriving from China. That goes against the advice offered by health authorities. The man's conduct is now the subject of an investigation. Qantas will suspend its two direct services to mainland China starting on the 9th of February due to travel restrictions imposed by other countries as a result of the coronavirus. In cricket, Sydney Sixers batsman Steve Smith has welcomed the decision to move a bushfire relief match that was going to serve as a lead-in to Saturday's Big Bash League final at the Sydney Cricket Ground. Sydney is forecast to receive 50 millimetres of rain on Saturday, putting the Big Bash League final in danger of being washed out. The bushfire relief match, played between two teams of current and former famous cricketers, will now be played elsewhere. There have been calls for the Big Bash League final itself to also be moved because of the forecast bad weather. But Smith says the Sixers deserve to play the final at their home ground.
It's not looking overly promising, the forecast, but you never know. We're hopeful of getting a game in. I think it's a wise move to have postponed or move the bushfire game. We don't need people playing on the wicket before the final of the Big Bash. And, you know, I think we've earned the right to host the final the way we've played. And, yeah, we're hopeful that we can, you know, this rain stays away and that we can get a game in.
The Sixers will play the winner of tonight's match in Melbourne between the Melbourne Stars and Sydney Thunder in the final. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny and 30. Adelaide, humid with a possible shower, 31. Melbourne, humid with smoke haze and 29. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 21. Canberra, a shower or two, 24. Wollongong, showers increasing, 22. Sydney, a shower increasing and 24. Newcastle, similar, 23. Brisbane, showers and 29. Cairns, a possible shower, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.